Understanding the connection between Rabb and worship, in the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Recognizing Allah as Rabb, Lord, is fundamental to the concept of worship in Islam. It forms the basis of devotion, as Allah alone is worthy of all forms of worship, obedience, and submission. This recognition is not merely a verbal acknowledgement but a profound realization that permeates every aspect of a believer's life, guiding their actions, thoughts, and intentions. The basis of worship in Islam, the Quran repeatedly emphasizes the exclusive right of Allah to be worshipped, highlighting His role as the Creator, Sustainer, and Provider. Understanding Allah as Rabb means acknowledging His supreme authority and the blessings He continuously bestows upon His creation. Example, in Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran, Muslims recite, "Praise be to Allah, the Lord, Rabb, of all the worlds." This verse encapsulates the essence of worship, recognizing Allah's sovereignty and expressing gratitude for His continuous care and guidance. Test of faith, a convert's supplication. For those who have converted from Islam to other religions, such as Christianity, there is a significant challenge in understanding the true nature of Allah as Rabb. These individuals might seek to test the veracity of their newfound beliefs by making supplications to Allah, asking Him to demonstrate His power and sovereignty in their lives. Example, a convert from Islam to Christianity might pray, "O Allah, if You are the true God, the Lord, Rabb, the sustainer and provider of oxygen for my cells, tissues, eyes, brain, heart, and all my body parts, not Jesus, Krishna, or Buddha, then show me Your power. Destroy me if You are the only true God, stop my oxygen, make me blind, stop my hearing, destroy my lungs, my status, and my children." The role of supplication in seeking truth, supplication, dua, is a powerful means of seeking truth and guidance in Islam. By sincerely asking Allah to reveal His truth, individuals can find clarity and reassurance in their faith. However, it's important to approach such supplications with a genuine heart, seeking not just signs but a deeper understanding and connection with Allah. Example, a true test of faith involves more than just dramatic signs. It includes personal reflection, seeking knowledge, and observing the continuous blessings and signs of Allah in everyday life. For instance, recognizing the complexity and precision of the human body, the balance of nature, and the intricacies of the universe can all point to the existence and greatness of Allah as Rabb. Testimonies of faith and Allah's signs. Many individuals who have sincerely sought guidance through supplication have shared their testimonies of faith. They have found signs of Allah's presence and power in their lives, leading them to reaffirm their belief in Him as the true Rabb. Example, there are numerous stories of people who, after making sincere supplications, have experienced profound changes in their lives, such as miraculous recoveries from illnesses, unexpected help in times of need, and a deep sense of peace and guidance. These experiences reinforce their faith in Allah as the only true God and sustainer. Conclusion: embracing Allah as the sole Rabb. Recognizing Allah as Rabb is central to the concept of worship in Islam. It involves acknowledging His supreme authority, expressing gratitude for His continuous care, and submitting to His will. For those who seek to test their faith through supplication, it's essential to approach this with sincerity and an open heart, looking for both the dramatic and subtle signs of Allah's presence. By understanding and embracing Allah as the true Rabb, believers can deepen their faith, find peace in His guidance, and experience the profound connection that comes with true worship and devotion. May this exploration inspire a greater appreciation of the connection between recognizing Allah as Rabb and the foundational role it plays in worship within Islam.